Call the meeting to order. First order of business is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Lang, do we have any changes to the agenda this evening?
Okay.
All right then. Entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the agenda as submitted.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the agenda as posted and circulated. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is the approval of the minutes of the March 24th, 2016 meeting.
Gentlemen, the minutes have been reviewed and checked, and if you so desire to approve the minutes for March 24, you can approve them as circulated.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the minutes of March 24, 2016 as circulated.
Second that motion.
Been moved and seconded to approve the minutes of March 24, 2016 as circulated. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right then, our next item is old business. We have three items of old business this evening. The first one being change of zone number 1759, Osprey Point D, LLC.
If I may, I'll read the short title and the location reference, but since it's been so long since we've discussed this application. This is an application, Osprey Point D, LLC, to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a MRRPC, medium density residential district, residential planned community, for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 126.8795 acres, more or less. Land lying west of Old Landing Road, Route 274, 1.2 miles south of Warrington Road, Route 275. The 911 address is 20836 Old Landing Road, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 334, Map 18, Parcel 83. The purpose of being on the agenda for this evening is to announce written public comments for the benefit of the commission members. I provide you with those copies of the comments received. And if I may, just to summarize, I can remind the commission that this application was deferred for further consideration on January 8th of 2015, and that the record was left open for DLDOT comments on the traffic operation analysis, the applicant's response to the DLDOT comments, and that public written comments relating to those comments would be accepted for 20 days after the announcement of receipt of those comments by the Planning and Zoning Commission. On March 24th of 2016, Ms. Cornwell announced during public session that the staff is in receipt of the DLDOT comments and the applicant's responses to the DLDOT comments, that the record has been left open for 20 days for the public review and comments, and that Mr. Wheatley did advise those parties present on March 24 of 2016 that any interested parties now have 20 days to review and respond with written comments only. I will advise the commission that the record closed for written comments yesterday, April 13 of 2016. That 41 comments have been received by staff, mostly in the form of emails and letters. I will add that Bill Brockenbrow of DLDOT has forwarded 7 additional comments that were forwarded to him on or before April 13, 2016, for the record. They were addressed specifically to him, but reference those comments. That the total number now is 48 comments received. That there is some duplication in the 48 comments, and some people sent the same comments to myself, Ms. Cornwell, Mr. Brockenbrow, and the webmaster site on the county website. So there is some duplication. We did provide them all. Provided copies of all the reference comments for the members for your review and consideration. I will advise that some of the comments are a direct response to the DLDOT comments as requested, but some of the comments reference other issues not related to the DLDOT comments, and some of the comments only voice opposition to the application. And I will advise the commission that the applicant has provided staff with a revised site plan for the project changing the project from a residential planned community with a mix of residential housing types, which contain 339 units, to a residential planned community with all single-family residential lots, containing 217 lots. It's 122 lots less than what we originally reviewed. I would remind the commission that this application is only on the agenda to announce the receipt of those written comments for the purpose of closing the record on this application.
All right, sir, we thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, what all that means is that the comment period is over. The comments have been received. The record has been closed. But the record is still available for you to review. If anyone who wants to review the comments that were made, you're welcome to come in and look at the file at your leisure during normal business hours. So, our next item is change of zone number 1790.
Mr. Chairman.
Yep.
It would be the benefit. We have a motion and a second.
Oh, I'm sorry. I beg your pardon. Yes, of course. We do need a motion and a second to confirm that the record's been closed.
Mr. Chairman, I move that zoning change of zone number 1759 Osprey Point D LLC. That the record reflect that it is now closed, and that the commission will take the information submitted under advisement and will schedule it for a meeting under old business in the future.
Second that motion.
It's moved and seconded to close the record of change of zone number 1759 Osprey Point D LLC, and after the commission has had reasonable amount of time to consider the additions to the record while the record was open, it will be scheduled for a vote under our old business section at a future planning and zoning meeting.
Mr. Chairman, before we proceed, in case there's anybody here that's in the public, I think there was some discussion that one of the commissioners might not be here next meeting.
Yes.
Mr. Johnson, just if that's the case, if we could not put it on the next meeting, but put it on the following meeting's agenda, just so we know we'll have the four members that can vote. So, thank you.
Very good. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right then, our next item is change of zone number 1796, Lockwood Design and Construction Incorporated.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of change of zone 1796 for a change in zone from AR1 to MR medium density for Lockwood Design and Construction Incorporated based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the property is located in an area where there are existing zonings from AR1 to MR, some limited HR and commercial. There are also some conditional uses in the vicinity with densities that are compatible with MR zoning. Two, MR zoning is an appropriate zoning for this location under the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. Three, the MR zoning, which is consistent with surrounding uses and zonings, will not adversely affect the neighboring properties or community. Four, the MR zoning will be supported by central sewer supplied by Sussex County. Five, the site is served by a central sewer water system. Six, the rezoning to MR zoning is supported by the purpose clause of the MR district as set forth in the Sussex County Zoning Code. And seven, there are, for all of these reasons, it is my motion to approve the request to rezone this property to an MR medium density residential zoning.
Second.
To move and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1796, Lockwood Design and Construction, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is change of use, conditional use number 2046, Lockwood Design and Construction Incorporated.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2046 for Lockwood Design and Construction Incorporated for multifamily dwelling structures based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan supports the development since the land is located in a developing area according to the plan. Two, the development will be consistent with surrounding developments that include other multifamily uses. 3, the development will not adversely affect neighboring properties, roadways, or communities. 4, the development will be required to comply with all DLDOT requirements, including entrance improvements and improvements to the Warrington Road and Old Landing Road intersection. 5, the multifamily development will be served by central sewer provided by Sussex County. 6, the multifamily development will be served by central water. 7, the proposed development at a density approximately of 5.7 units per acre is consistent with surrounding densities and is appropriate for this location. 8, the proposed site plan will conserve about 21.2 acres of open space and with a preservation of woodlands. All of this will be confirmed through the conditions of approval and the site plan process. 9, this recommendation is subject to the following. A, there shall be no more than 202 units within development. As proffered by the applicant, this shall include a minimum of at least 60 single-family units. B, the applicant shall form a homeowners or condominium association responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, any buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosion, and sedimentation control facilities, and other common areas. C, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. It shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices to provide for positive groundwater recharge. D, all entrances and roadway improvements shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements, and an area for a school bus stop shall be established. The location of the school bus stop shall be coordinated with the local school district. E, road naming and addressing shall be subject to review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. F, the final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. G, a forested agricultural buffer shall be shown along the perimeter of the entire development. The final site plan shall also contain a landscape plan for all the buffer areas, showing all of the landscaping and vegetation to be included in the buffer area. H, the project shall be served by Sussex County Sewer. I, as proffered by the applicant, the developer shall construct the pool and community building no later than the issuance of the 75th residential building permit for the project. J, as proffered by the applicant, the interior street design shall comply with or exceed Sussex County minimum standards and shall include sidewalks on at least one side of all streets in the development. K, construction, site work, grading, and deliveries of construction material, landscaping material, and fill on, off, or to the property shall occur from Monday through Saturday between the hours of 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. And they will use Route 24 to access the site. L, the applicant shall consult and coordinate with the local school district's transportation manager. To establish the appropriate school bus stop locations. M, staff shall review the preliminary site plan and will forward to the Planning Commission upon the confirmation it complies with the preliminary site plan requirements and conditions of approval are noted on the plan. And the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2046, Lockwood Design and Construction Incorporated, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. All right, thank you. That concludes our old business. Ladies and gentlemen, we've reached the point in our meeting where it's time.